How do I say something ridiculously privileged and out of touch? I love having money. I really do. I know we're not supposed to say that, but I need to say it because it's true. Well, when you grow up without it, it makes you appreciate it even more. And I really, 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 really appreciate it now. Want to know why? Because not only does it mean I get to live in a lovely house with lovely clothes and lovely things, but also I can order takeout whenever I don't feel like cooking. Which I'm not gonna lie is most of the time, but that's neither here nor there. So, what are we having, Bubba? Come on. My treat. Come on, don't tell me you don't want melt-in-the-mouth Thai or Italian or Indian. I won't believe you. Because they're all fabulous and at our fingertips. Baba? Is the frowny face not about the takeout? You might need to expand and explain then. Please? Come on, I don't do silky silences. If you want to be alone, that's fine. I'll leave you be, but I think you might benefit from talking. What do you think? You're not annoying. I mean, you can be, but no more than I can be. Love is not living in delusion. Love is acceptance, and I accept that we can both be pretty annoying. Shush and talk to me. It makes perfect sense. Shush with the self-deprecation and talk to me about what's going on. You feel blah. I'm sorry. I hate blah. It feels so blah. You're not being annoying or selfish or anything. You're feeling blah and I see you. I do. I see your little face. Sorry, not little. Perfectly normal sized face and head. Well, I assumed you didn't want me to say you have a massive head. Oh, that's it. I am gonna have to squeeze you. Well, if I squeeze you hard enough, maybe some of this melancholy will come out. You ready? Well, we won't know until I've tried, will we? It's too early to tell. Don't rush the experiment. You're interfering with science. Love you. I'm sorry you feel blah. I am not a violent person, but when you talk about yourself like that, I want to strike you. Metaphorically. We both know I'm a wuss. Plus, I don't want to scuff my nails. When you pay £100 for a manicure, you'll understand. I love you. It's okay to feel blah. But if you're interested, I do know a way to combat the blah. not tear it. Okay, pay attention, because it's very detailed. First of all, you let your gorgeous, gorgeous girlfriend order takeout. Secondly, you have a shower. And thirdly, and this is the most important step, you rest your freshly washed head upon her tits. It's never let me down so far. Indian, Italian, Thai, Chinese. Very good. Go have a shower. I'm gonna tippy tappy on the phone and order the food. And I'm gonna change these sheets. Because when you're done showering and eating and snuggling, I want us to climb into fresh sheets and slide in between them like, oh. Sex is cool, but have you ever taken an everything shower, lit a candle, and listened to the rain and freshly changed sheets? Exactly. Go wash. I'm gonna handle the rest. All of you, go wash and put your jammies on. I know I only mean this right now, but I right now feel that I never need to eat food again. That's what I'm saying. Right now, right in this very, very moment, I mean that. Give me an hour. I think there's some ice cream in the freezer. You're finished. And then I think it's time we moved on to phase three of the anti-blur plan. We have showered the man, we have eaten the food, now it's time for the head to rest upon the tip. Come here, you. My mama. Love you. You're welcome. For all of it. The love, the food, making you be nice to yourself. Ah, oh, you're a funny one. You're nothing but sweetness and spice to me, but to yourself. Oh. I hate to say it, but you can be a bit of a dick. I'm sorry, but it's the truth. I mean this in a non-naggy way, but you need to work on that. Because you're not stupid or weak or any of the ridiculous things you say about yourself. Also, I love you and I don't like anybody being mean to you, including you yourself. Try to remember that. You don't just affect you, you know. That does not mean say I'm sorry. Stop apologizing. Just work on being a bit better to yourself. And take heart from me. I treat myself very well. And you don't think I'm stupid or weak or any of those words, do you? Exactly. Because I'm not. I am privileged and smart and pretty and rich. I'm also a touch judgmental, impatient, but tempered on occasion. We all have to have nuance, don't we? My point is, you can see yourself clearly without being your own biggest bully. I am as flawed as anyone. That doesn't mean I have to constantly beat myself with a stick. If anything, being flawed gives you a greater reason to be good to yourself. Well, you need it more, don't you? A perfect person has no need of cuddles or candles or takeaways with their girlfriends. If you're perfect, I don't imagine you need very much at all. But a flawed person, I think they'd find living near impossible without titty pillows or rich girlfriends. All the convenience of home delivery. So, it's a good day to be flawed, hmm? I think flawed people need forehead kisses. It's just a feeling. You silly papa. You are a bit silly. Not a lot good. So it all evens out in the end. I'm gonna tell you some truths now, are you ready? You are safe. You are loved. And you can lay on my chest as long as you want to. I mean, I might need to go to the toilet in a few hours, but I imagine you'll be asleep before then. Could be wrong, but I don't think this weather helps anyone. I mean, I love winter. It makes you appreciate spring and summer, but the cold gets in your bones. And the lack of sunlight makes everyone a bit vague. It's not really a wonder you're feeling blah. Have you been taking those vitamin D tablets? Won't be long before it's spring. I think I read on the weather app that it's gonna be more chance of sunlight next week. Fingers crossed. Well, whether it's next week or the week after, it's coming. Change is always coming. So it's okay that you feel blah now. I don't mean to sound like a wizened old crone, but time really doesn't stand still. That is why it's very important that we make time for takeout and showers and fresh sheets. And laying on all the fawns' bodies. I guess before we know it, it'll be spring. And time is the only thing we never get back. So like a wizened old crone, I'm gonna give you some great advice. Stop beating yourself up for feeling blah. I like you blah. I like you happy, I like you sad, I like you full, I like you hungry. I like you post-sex, I like you pent up. I just kinda like you, really. Just covering your forehead in kisses, nothing to worry about. It's all part and parcel of the love you experience. Less stress. Means more time for myself. More time to be with you. Instead of being dead on my feet, I get to be alive and clean and full with you. Safe and warm. And happy. Not really as being rich. I mean, it helps that I am actually rich. A person can be rich in more than one way. And I am exactly that. Thank you for making me rich in the best way. I mean, the money's great too, don't get me wrong. But this is pretty great too. Love you. You are loved. And thought of. Get him out. And it's all gonna be okay. Love you. Love you. Mm-hmm.